بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, one of the greatest bounties and favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He blesses a person with in this world is that Allah gives a person true and genuine contentment, peace of mind and heart. In other words, regardless of a person's lot in life, regardless of his financial situation, regardless of how many possessions he has or does not have, his days pass with happiness, with satisfaction, with contentment. He is happy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's decree for him, which we find in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ أَسْلَمَ وَكَانَ رِزْقُهُ كَفَافًا وَقَنَّعَهُ اللَّهُ بِمَا آتَى. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that successful is that person who has accepted Islam. His beliefs are correct. وَكَانَ رِزْقُهُ كَفَافًا. And his provisions are sufficient for him. He has enough to make ends meet. Allah has given him just enough to keep him going. But most importantly, وَقَنَّعَهُ اللَّهُ بِمَا آتَى. Allah has given him contentment with whatever He has given to him. This person is satisfied, he is happy. And on the other hand, when a person is deprived of this bounty, of this blessing, then we find no matter how much a person may have, no matter how much of wealth he accumulates, his standard of living is increasing, his possessions are being upgraded, updated, he seems to be progressing in life, but his days pass by with misery, with grief, with sadness. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam further emphasizes this, لَيْسَ الْغِنَى بِكَثْرَةِ الْعَرَضِ. The true wealth has got nothing to do with the number of possessions a person has. وَلَكِنَّ الْغِنَى غِنَى النَّفْسِ. But true wealth is the wealth of the heart. In other words, contentment of the heart. This particular attribute, my dear brothers, we find goes against the very grain of human nature. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explains to us that in general, a person's gaze will always be on the next achievement. لَوْ أَنَّ لِبْنِ آدَمَ وَادِيًا مِّن ذَهَبٍ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explains by means of an example that if the children of Adam had to be given an entire valley of gold, لَأَحَبَّ أَن يَكُونَ لَهُ وَادِيًا, his gaze will be on the second valley. وَلَوْ كَانَ لَهُ وَادِيًا لَأَحَبَّ أَن يَكُونَ لَهُ ثَالِثٍ. If he had to be given the second valley of gold, then too his gaze will be on the third valley. وَلَنْ يَمْلَأَ فَاهُ إِلَّا التُّرَابِ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, generally, the default condition of man is nothing will satiate him, nothing will satisfy him except the sand of the grave. In other words, he'll continue chasing, he'll continue running after dunya until his eyes close and he reaches the grave. That is when he will finally realize that I cannot chase any longer. But when it comes to this particular attribute, this particular quality of contentment, of qana'ah, when we look into the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, very briefly, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gives us three guidelines, three prescriptions. If a person practices upon this, he leads his life by these three ideals, then Allah will very quickly bless a person with contentment. The very first prescription Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, is that in general we are taught that we should not compare ourselves to others. A person should never look at the achievements of others, especially the monetary or worldly achievements of others, because this is the main factor that robs a person of contentment. But if a person has to compare, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam prescribes, unzuru ila man asfala minkum. Compare yourself with those who are less fortunate than you. Look at those who have been deprived, who have not been blessed with the bounties of Allah that you have been blessed with. وَلَا تَنْظُرُوا إِلَى مَنْ هُوَ فَوْقَكُمْ. Don't, under any circumstances, look at those who are blessed with more than you. Don't look at those who are in a higher bracket than you as far as dunya is concerned. فَهُوَ أَجْدَرُوا أَنْ لَا تَزْدَرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, this will assist you in not being ungrateful for Allah's bounties upon you. So the very first prescription is to avoid comparison. And if a person has to compare, then to compare myself with those who are less fortunate than me. If my vehicle is breaking down, look at that person who does not have a car. If my home is leaking, look at that person who is sleeping on the street. Likewise, a person's business may not be doing well, Look at somebody who does not have a business. He is working for someone. He is less fortunate than me as far as his dunya is concerned. The second prescription Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam then mentions, from the hadith al-Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تَفَرَّغْ لِعِبَادَتِي. Allah instructs us that try and free yourself up for my ibadat, for my deen. In other words, make your objective, your primary objective when you wake up, get out of bed in the morning, and as you pass your day, your primary objective should be my ibadat, my worship, my deen. What does Allah promise? أَمْلَأُ صَدْرَكَ غِنًا. I will fill your heart with contentment. وَأَسُدَّ فَقْرَكَ. And I will take care of any poverty that may be afflicting you. If you make your work the work of deen, the work of ibadah, the work of pleasing me, then I will bless you with contentment of the heart. I will take care of your needs. And then Allah says, وَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلْ. If you do not do this, and you make the catalyst that wakes you up out of bed in the morning your dunya, then I will not fill your heart with contentment. Rather, I will fill your day with preoccupation. You will become busy. You will have no time for yourself. And still your poverty will not be taken care of. So the second prescription is a person makes his goal and objective the deen of Allah, the worship of Allah. And finally, the third prescription we learn from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is to make dua for contentment. The masnoon dua, Allahumma qanni'ni bima razaqtani. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would say, Oh Allah, grant me contentment with whatever you have provided for me. Wabarik li fih. Grant me barakah in it. وَخْلُفْ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ غَائِبَةٍ لِّي بِخَيْرٍ. And oh Allah, whatever I have not been given, let there be goodness in that for me. When a person makes this dua with understanding, knowing the meaning, then this also will become a means of contentment coming into his heart, into his life. اللَّهُمَّ قَنِّعْنِي بِمَا رَزَقْتَنِي. Oh Allah, give me contentment in my provisions. وَبَارِكْ لِي فِيهِ. Give me barakah in it. وَخْلُفْ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ غَائِبَةٍ لِّي بِخَيْرٍ. And whatever I have not been given, let there be goodness and khair in this for me. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.